Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. Today, actually, I'm broadcasting from beautiful Harmony Hall at 9101 Stillicum Road, Southeast in Olympia, Washington. And today's a free day for the conference. For those of you interested, if you come down today, there's no charge. You can make some meet some fabulous people here from all over the world. We're all here gathered to make this world a much better and much happier place. And we still have plenty of room if you'd like to come down. We've also got some fantastic vendors too, some wonderful psychics and aura readers here. And with that, I want to thank everyone so much for coming today. I want to tell you too that for those interested in seeing a UFO, the UFOs did show up last year. They were there as part of the Galactic Alliance, which Scott Lemriel, my good friend, called in. And we saw them both during the day and at night as well. And they said that they would be coming in again today, actually. So after the show ends at 4, we're going to go out in the parking lot to see if we see any. They're very distinctive. They have five lights around in a circular formation with a larger white light in the middle. You can also see them at night as well. And they're telling me now, too, and I want Scott to confirm this, that when people go home, whether they're flying back to China, to Taiwan, or Sweden, Norway, or anywhere in the world, they'll be protected. So that I don't want them to worry about anything because you're getting protection now as light workers that you didn't get before. And also, too, I want to thank everyone here today for contributing to Jim Marr's first-class flight on Monday. We have enough money now to upgrade him to first class. So he'll be flying back home in style on Monday, and I wanted to do that for him. He had a very difficult time last night. The flight was several hours late, and there was lots of rain. And thanks to my good friend Zora and Billy Faye Woodard, they stopped the rain today. They literally did, because this is the first day it's been sunny, and it must be at least several weeks. It's been a while. But with that, I want to bring on my good friend Scott Lemriel and ask him, from his friends in the Galactic Alliance, what advice they would give to people listening today to make this world a better and happier place.
Thanks, Ted. The best thing that I share with people, and will be tomorrow and during the conference, I'll be meeting all of you. I endeavor to shake hands with everybody and look you in the eyes, introduce myself, because we're all on this planet together, and we're going to change it together. And that includes a vast host of beings, many billions from off-planet now that are engaged in this process for this planet. Human beings on other worlds, whether you remember or not, they raise their children to think, for instance, a 10-year-old child on one of those planets would have the equivalency of 10 PhDs of a human being on Earth by the time they're 10. That's normal. And we once knew this stuff, all of us. So what I endeavored to do with my friends from out of town is to help all of you make that connection and begin to recover what you once knew. That helps change the world for real. All everybody here is helping in that process, including all of you who are here, or we wouldn't be up here.
Scott, I have to ask you this question. What do your friends from out of town say if you see doom and gloom on the mass media? Ignore it?
Forget about it completely. It's a waste of time. One of the things tyrants do to misguide people when they want to control them is to get them to split their imagination, a great faculty, into two directions at once. One for the benevolent good of yourself and your family, perhaps. One with fear and terror for the destiny of you and this world and the planet. That splits the creative imagination in half. And tyrants know how to control people that way. So when you become aware that our purpose and the purpose of normal human beings is to only use our creative imagination in one way for the benevolent upliftment of all life, whatever we create, whatever we invent, normal human beings only do that, not just for life on their planets, but for life in the entire multidimensional universe. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you so much. And with that, I'd like to bring on Master Lin, who's very well known in Taiwan, and he does such wonderful work. I'm so glad he's here today to explain his work to everyone here. Thank you so much for coming on today, Master.
Thank you. 我认为说每一个人要改变这个地球，有一件事非常的重要，我们必须先学习。 从我们身边的人事物当作镜子来看，我们从镜子会看到谁呢？自己。
Very important to know that if you would like to make the world better, you have to see from each other because people are your mirror. When you see others, those behavior you can see from them to yourself, and you will know that what you saw from them you can change yourself.
所以，当我们想改变外在的一切的同时，应该是先改变我们内在的自己。当我们改变的外在的一切自然会改变。
So whenever we would like to change our environment or others' idea or thinking, we have to change ourselves first. When we change ourselves, then we know and we can affect others.
Yeah, 所以说，如果说把每一件事情都当镜子来看的同时，你会看出自己内在的问题，你就知道如何改变自己了。
So.We have to consider that environment or different things, different people, we take them as our mirror to see what's the problem inside and we change it and the world will be changed.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And Lossie, if you could come up, please. I promised to bring you on and I'd love to get some messages from you and your friends from out of town on how people can make this world a better place.And for the record, I want you to tell people how you've seen your friends and UFOs coming with you over here from Sweden. If you could explain a little bit about that, that would be wonderful.
I have a personal guide with a label of Maya, who was traveling with me here. And she's making fun of me and I'm complaining about my butt getting numb in the plane. And she said, you should fly with me, it would only take 5 seconds. So I asked her, why didn't you pick me up? And she said, you couldn't cope with it. And I talked to them a lot, and they have a lot of humor. And they are talking to me now, and I want you to understand that it's important to lose the fear of each other, of races, of colors,because we are one. It's so important to hold that in your heart. And she told me, I will not repeat that. She told me that you should be, I start my morning by taking 5 things that I'm grateful for. I count them up in my head and say, I'm grateful for meeting new people,I'm grateful for spreading love, and so on. It changed from every morning, but it's a good way. And she reminds me, please reconnect to nature, reconnect to Mother Earth. It needs us. We need it. We say the nature in Sweden. We make it an entity. And it's important to understand that it's vibrating with us.So if we're doing us harm, we're doing the planet harm, and so vice versa. It's very important to keep love in heart, and so easy to give a smile to the next person. Is it not? Yeah. So please keep that in mind, to be grateful, to be able to connect to your neighbors. You can start with your neighbor, you can start with your family, and say positive things. I ask my girlfriends, past time, that what can I do to make your day a better day? And I think you should start that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Lossie, so much. Well, before we've got the wonderful news is that we've got for about 45 minutes to further discussion. But before we go on, perhaps there's any questions people would like to ask, as there certainly must be someone out there who would like to ask a question of one of my wonderful presenters. If not, then I've got my own. Please, yes, go ahead. Could you come up to the podium, please? Because it's hard for us to hear you way back there. So that'd be great. You can direct it to everybody or just one person.Could you come closer, please?
My question is, I recently came across
a tool utilized by the Disclosure Project that put frequency and sound to the Fibonacci sequence, enable for the sound to spiral out into space. And I was wondering about this technology, if you had any experience with it or felt that it was effective.
I don't have any answers myself, but I know that Michiko is the vibrational person here. The question is vibrational sound sending it out to the universe to raise consciousness and vibration. Would you like to answer that in 25 words or less?
Sure.
Vibration is everything. Everything is vibrating. And if we vibrate in high frequency, then we can change everything in that ripple down. So it will be the whole earth will be the same frequency. So it's a fact. Sure. It can be the communication tool, too. It's just the way it can be telepathically or also with it using the device, too.
All right. Thank you so much. With that, I'd like to also recognize Scott Maury. He's a wonderful fellow. He follows a lot of current world events. And maybe, Scott, you might have a few words of wisdom on how people and make this world a better place. I know I've given you zero notice and no time to prepare, but would love your wisdom.
Thank you, Ted. Thanks for putting me on the spot. I appreciate it. Good to see you, and thank you for inviting me to your conference. I'm so happy to be standing behind one of my heroes here is Jim Mars, one of the great investigative journalists of all time. It's really great to have you here. I'm a researcher and investigative journalist, filmmaker, and I spoke here last year, and how would I make the world a better place? Very simple, raising consciousness. Consciousness lifts all boats, and this is where we are headed right now towards a consciousness revolution, and I'm very happy to participate and do my part in raising consciousness. I think awareness and enlightenment are very key to this whole process that our planet is going through right now. And so that's my mission, Ted, in life, is to raise consciousness, raise awareness, wherever and however I can. So I'm going to be speaking post-conference over at the Triad Theater. I'm doing a special event on Monday night at 7 p.m. So I'm very happy to be here today to hear these wonderful speakers you have. And thank you for inviting me, Ted. It's Chrissy. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It'll be slow and painful, but it's kind of happening.
Jim asked me, is it slow and painful, but it's kind of happening? Jim, it's definitely happening. There's no doubt about it. It is definitely happening. In fact, it's going to start to happen big time this month. Watch and see.
Great. Well, for those of you who don't know where Yelm, Washington is, I'll help you put it on the map. It's only about 60, 70 miles south of Seattle or from San Francisco, approximately 625 miles. From Los Angeles, maybe 900 miles. So if you started driving right now, you'd get here in time to hear Scott at the Triad Theater in Yelm. It takes some time to get there, but it's well worth it. And with that, I'd like to let's open up for another question. Anyone like to go ask a question? Certainly someone may. Maybe Martin or Annabelle, would you like to ask a question? Okay, all right. Crystal Voyage, would you like to ask a question? Okay, I put her on the spot. I'm so sorry. Yes, just a moment. Okay, this is Dr. Mount here. As long as it's not illegal, immoral, or fattening, you can tell all the jokes.
The Navy is having a submarine drill up in Bremerton right now. So it's top secret, right? So you all have top secret security clearances for the next 2 minutes. Anyway, so my wife's on a boat going with the Tacoma Yacht Club. They're throwing, whatever they drink out the window at these submarines. So I contacted them and said, you're missing all the fun. We got all the ships down here. So if you see some really strange people who look like hippies, but, you know, they got short hair and they're dressed really well tomorrow, you can tell them, you know, that they got the message.
Of course, we always welcome members of the intelligence community here. I'm sure that they're interested, as interested in this as we are. So you're welcome to buy tickets. It's a free country, and you can come in. If you don't have any money, you can come today, actually. Oh, here's Billy Zora.
Indeed. Beloved Master, remember this. No one dies. No one. They all ascend. On 9/11, those who supposedly perished ascended. Your loved ones who perish ascend. There is no such thing as death here or anywhere else. Just remember that.
Thank you so much, Zora. I appreciate that so much. In addition to readers here, both Scott and I, if you don't mind me saying this, Scott, is that we have some experience in taking out implants. And for those of you interested, please see either Scott or I, and we can try to help you. We have the ships up ahead, so we'll get their assistance in as well. Oh, yes. Crystal, would you like to come over and say a few words? Crystal has a wonderful bookstore named after her called Crystal Voyage in Tacoma. It's one of the nicest bookstores that I know of in Puget Sound. And when you step into the shop, your vibrations go really high, not only because she's got a Buddha statue there with a beautiful waterfall coming down the statue, just because she's such a nice person with wonderful energy. She's also helping out the Emotive Peace Project as well. So for that, I'd like to bring you on.
Both of them, right? Okay, well, I just really appreciate being here, because this is what our store is trying to do, is to bring people without fear into a place where they can experience and learn about other people and religions and philosophies and all the woo-woo stuff that people are afraid of coming in, but they're not afraid in the store. I think they feel comfortable. We want to leave it. It's not what we see. It's what we feel in our heart when the people come in. So there's no judgment. We try and treat everybody the same and let people experience other religions, other philosophies. If you understand other people or where they're coming from, you can't be afraid of them. So we just want to make it a smaller world or a bigger world. We want it all where people feel free to be themselves, be able to talk about what they want to talk about, and honor the other people that come in our space and in our lives. So we thank you for being here, because you're the kind of people that we want into the store, where you are willing to expand your experiences and learn about things that you question. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. She has a wonderful display of books. There are books here that you will not simply find in other bookstores anywhere in Puget Sound. I guarantee it. And she's a wonderful lady besides, with a lovely heart. So I hope you can come down to visit her store. It's just off of South 38th and Cedar Street, next to the Tacoma Mall in Tacoma. With that, let's take another question from the audience. Certainly somebody must have a question there. Hi. Yes, go ahead, please. And could you walk up to the podium, please? We're going to put you on the spot up here, because we can't hear you. Mavis, could you walk up, please? Yeah, thank you so much. We still can't hear you. Please come up to the top. Oh, we'll bring you up here. Yes, several people now are dragging her up to the front of the podium here. I don't want to put you on the spot or anything. No, you're not. Go ahead, please.
There's a new process going on in Washington, and I'm just wondering, is that a part of this raising of consciousness? That's what I want.
Yeah, I'm getting a yes on that. Yes, it is, actually. Yeah. It's It's imperfect and it's happening. But you know something? Jim is a wonderful author. He's written so many fascinating books on politics in this country and elsewhere that I have to bring him on and ask his opinion.
About what?
Well, about the process happening in Washington now.
Oh, definitely change is afoot. Okay, and if you want proof of that, number one, look at Brexit. All right, the media and their leadership says, you don't want to do that. That's terrible. You can't do that. They did it anyway. And then look what we just witnessed here. The major media says you shouldn't bother to go vote. Hillary's going to get it. You know, she's the only one with the experience. She's the only one who knows anything. And everybody else said, no. You know, we are tired of marching down the road to socialism, and we're going to do something different. So here we are. And I'm not overly impressed with what we got, but it's a heck of a lot better than the road we were on. And so we're just going to have to kind of take a wait and see and watch how things progress.
And I knew he would say that. Zora is behind me here, and he said, indeed. And I was wondering if you'd like to add some words of wisdom to that.
Indeed. Well, just along the lines of what is termed the goings on, what is happening, understand what is termed that the Trump is playing what is termed a part of a plan, and the plan is coming together. But also, he will not be in the White House for his full term because he is just playing a part. And when what is termed as the republic is announced, then he will step down. Also, this is the year for disclosure. Not next year or the year after. It is this year. And also, your beloved brothers and sisters from the inner earth, or the Agathians, the Gartans, and the Hollow Earthians, will be coming forth as well, termed as an emergence. And that will, in many places, will be places where they will be coming forth from, in California, Mount Lassen, in what is termed Mount Shasta, and Washington, in what Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier is not going to erupt, so do not fret there. We have full control of the mountains and the ones that have the lava that come forth. So we are in control of them. Also, my ship was termed instrumental a few years back, and eliminated what was termed a great threat that you had upon you coming to your planet. You had what was called an asteroid, and you saw the video of it where it went over Russia and exploded. The real reality of this was your NASA, not to cause panic, said that the object was no larger than what is termed a Volkswagen. I can assure you, it was far greater in immense size than that. I should know. I destroyed it. I will tell you, it was 150 miles in diameter. Had it struck your planet, you would not be having this meeting. So I was dispatched by Prime Creator to catch up with the asteroid, go through the tail, dematerialize my ship, rematerialize in the center of the asteroid, turn on my force field fully, and exit. As I did, it exploded. So, you are not alone, never have been. All of you here are extraterrestrial.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing that. And here's Jim. He's one of the favorites.
I just want I think you all need to understand that we are living in the apocalypse, okay? Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because the word apocalypse comes from the Greek, and what it really means is exactly what the good colonel said, an unveiling, a revealing, revelation. We are now learning stuff that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, most of us would have laughed at. And yet now we know that all this is really going on, and we're learning incrementally, exponentially as it goes along. So we're in the apocalypse, and it's a good thing.
That's amazing. I'll get your question in 1 minute. I just want to ask a favor of Zora. You know, Zora, plane tickets from Tokyo and Taiwan are expensive. Is there a way possibly that you could bring your ship in, and you could when Master Lin and his friends and Michiko and Dr. Yoshi are finished, could you beam them back, maybe bring them aboard the ship and just bring them back home, if that's okay? They'd be happy to fix you a meal or give you a book or something for it.
That is a joke, yes. It's laughter, indeed. It is very much a joke. When the time is appropriate, after what is termed disclosure, many of you will have the opportunity to go in elusive arrow ships to different star different star systems, different planets. One planet in your solar system, which has been very controversial, known as Mars. You have seen pictures of Mars, yes? And you have seen it looking orange, yes? It is not the truth. What is the truth is this. If you have noticed, there are no more what is termed photographs being transmitted from the rover on the planet. Why? Because their filter, their camouflage, as it is so termed, purposefully was taken from it, and the filter is gone, and it showed blue sky over Mars. Mars has a what is termed as a atmosphere that you can breathe on the surface. However, the peoples, the Martians, as you term them, live inside of their planet. It is hollow, too. All planets that are planets are hollow, with central suns in all of them. And they have a subtropical paradise within them. Now, your planet, Earth, Terra, Gaia, whichever you wish to term her, she is in what is going to be doing what is termed as expanding. And at that time, what would be termed as all of your skyscrapers and all of your highways and byways and things of this nature are going to cease to exist. Why? Because Mother Nature is going to reclaim them. And at that time, all the residents of the Earth shall be removed from the planet and in ships and also taken into Hollow Earth and elsewhere. And then Mother Earth will do her expansion. When that takes place, the expansion is going to cause your seismograph levels now, 9 or 10 at the most, multiply that times 30. You will have quakings beyond measure, beyond understanding. The entire planet is going from the 400-mile mark to the surface, will experience the expansion. And you don't want to be on the planet when that occurs, because it would be causing you have quite a shaking. And so all life, all beings and animals and creatures that critter, they scurry across the ground, understand. You have been taught that souls only in beings such as yourselves are what is termed cetaceans or what is termed as four-footed creatures. Not just them. Every creature that has a face, has a soul. All of them. Understand that.
Thank you. Well, beautiful words of wisdom. And you'll be speaking again tomorrow. For those who'd like to talk to Zora, what a gift you are to humanity, and I thank you so much for being here. I think about 2 hours ago, you had a question. I'd like to get back to you quickly.
New question now. Won't the expansion of Mother Earth also impact Hollow Earth? Why not?
Okay, Billy says, Zora says no.
Very simple. What is time? The center of your gravity is located 400 miles into the Earth's crust, not in the center of the planet. Anything below the 400-mile mark shall not be affected by the quaking of the Earth. It needs no expansion. Only the outer shell does.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Scott, Mitchie, Emma Louise, Master Lynn, would anyone like to fill up? Okay.
I can't stop talking. Anyway. Also, all of you have been told by the media and things of this nature that you want to prepare yourselves for what is termed a nuclear, what is retaliation and things of this nature. I will tell you this. It cannot happen. What she spoke of as saying something affecting Hollow Earth, a what is termed fallout wood. Therefore, it cannot be allowed to manifest on your planet. And a nuclear war would do that. So, what have we done? We have neutralized all nuclear weapons globally. They have no power to fire their missiles. If they were to fire them, they would simply disintegrate. And not, I do not mean explode. They would simply cease to exist.
So that, with that, that brings a very interesting question. So North Korea's recent shots against Japan were really, it was all show. There was no actual threat.
Oh, there is a threat. But understand also, how many are familiar with what has termed my new picture? My portrait of the Zora picture, yes. That portrait is now sitting on a desk, a 3x5 photo on the Prime Minister of North Korea. Yes, he receives transmissions of like, absolute and endless love coming from this picture on his table. And he sees it every day. He should soon change his attitude and his mind.
I know that that's amazing. That's beautiful. I know that some of my presenters had a choice of flights, and some of the flights to North Korea were very reasonable, cheap, actually, coming to Seattle. But I didn't recommend that anyone take them just because you might have a very long layover in Pyongyang. But it might be there for several years. Yes, Tom, would you like to ask a question? Could you please come to the podium, please? Yes.
Question about his hometown. There's a lovely book. It's called Messages from the Hollow Earth.
Anne Robbins.
And it will enlighten everybody about our brother Zora's hometown.
Okay.
Anyway, just out the information.
Well,
would you put out the
alert? Sure. Just a brief answer. I want to give time to other people as well.
What? My hometown?
Whether you have drive-in theaters there, gas stations, restaurants, whether it's Denny's, McDonald's.
Another joke, yes. Understand, beloved master.
They don't fish
because they got eyes in them. And
you do not eat your brothers and sisters. Pertaining to what? Yeah, that is the book. And what do you wish to know of it?
Of course.
Indeed.
It's an interesting book. Very interesting book. But if you don't mind, I want to go on to other. Okay, that's good. Okay, wonderful. With that, before I forget, Teresa, I'd like to have you come up and just give a few words of wisdom as well as how people can change the planet and make it a better place.
Well, we all have family, and just recently I had some wonderful karmic experience with my family. And what I realized is that one person can make a huge difference. When we were together, there was a tendency to blame one person for all the behaviors that had come out of the family. And I was just suddenly aware that if each of us recognizes that we do have an impact one upon each other, and we take the attitude of being more self-responsible and being more willing to make the difference that we make in a way that we're satisfied and uplifted by, what a difference we can make. Now, my friend Saul, he's a spirit guide that talks through me at times. He gives this wonderful meditation where he starts by having you sit with your eyes closed and imagine a sunrise, the darkness, the sense of longing, the sense of impatience, and then that awakening when it first grays and goes into those deep, very luminous blues and blacks, and then begins to open into the colors of white and light and reds and pinks and all. And he says, while you're sitting there seeing this in your mind's eye, think about the creative life force that brought this into being. And then think about how many mornings this sunrise happens, but we don't see it because there's clouds or because we don't take the time or we're not awake. We're not focused on it. And then he says, sit with a flower and smell it. Be aware of the cellulousness of it, the greenness of it. Look at the patterns and the colors and the textures and the symmetry. And think about that creative force that has created that flower. And then sit with yourself, knowing that you are a creation, that you are as beautiful as the sunrise and as beautiful as the flower. And in that moment, see who you truly are. And if we live from our soul, from a sense of expression of who we came to be, and we look for that creative masterpiece in each human being, there's only celebration, there's only upliftment. We get caught in the performance of life, a feeling like we have to do versus just unfold and be. The sun never says, oh goodness, another day I have to get out there and get up into the sky and go round. It doesn't work that way. There's a symmetry and a harmony and a natural rhythm and flow of all things. And when we can connect with that within ourselves, and when we can connect with that in all living beings, then there is no strife. There is only harmony, and life becomes a dance or an unfoldment. So if I would change the world, I would ask each person to take time and touch their own soul and know what they bring to the world.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'd also like to ask Master Lin again, any advice from how can people make a better world, do you think, Master Lin?
我认为说学习像当时佛陀的精神，时时刻刻内观自己，这样世界会变得更好。
I think the way how to make this world better is to learn the idea from the Buddha. Like he told everybody how to be inside of yourself, and you can learn how to change this world by changing yourself first.
因为在我们身边发生的事情，其实都是我们内心投射于外面的现象而已。
Because everything happened in this environment is the rejection. It's the rejection from inside. So everything happens because from your heart.
所以我认为改变了自己，这个世界就会改变。
So I think that when you change yourself, the world will become better.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.I don't know where he's been hiding, but I just noticed Wayne, a wonderful man who does wonderful water projects in many countries around the world. And I hope you don't mind me, if you don't mind coming on for a few minutes to explain how you think people can make this world a better place, and it, if you want. And if you don't, that's fine, too. I didn't see you back there. Apparently you were hiding underneath the table or something.Okay, this is Wayne Medrud. He's a wonderful man, and he does a lot of work in Africa and other places providing clean water to people. I'm so glad you're here today.
So I volunteer extensively for a nonprofit called Friendly Water for the World. It was established in 2010. We teach people in developing countries how to create their own clean waterthrough the construction and use of a biosand water filter. It is such simple technology, we can teach a 10-year-old to do it. And, you know, that I would say that there's 2.5 billion people on this planet that is not as privileged as we are to be sitting here, to not be caught up in survival every day of the year.They live on less than $2 a day. And when we dedicate ourselves, like Gandhi said, you know, the quickest way to your own enlightenment is through the service of others, to others. And I see that on a block wall in India at a local university. I've been there 3 times in the last year now.And, you know, it just does my soul so much good to be a part of this organization, to work with others. I see people that have experienced the most horrific atrocities from war, from rape. It's astounding. And to see the light...and the smile on these people's faces, to be given just a little bit of knowledge and so that they can do this for themselves. We need more people to come out and do this. And I invite you over to my booth. I'll tell you all kinds of stories that I've experienced in the last 5 years. Thank you, Ted.
You know, Wayne does such wonderful work, and it's very simple what he does. He helps provide good, clean drinking water to people in many countries, India and Africa. I think he's expanding to other places in Asia as well. It's a very simple thing, but a very powerful thing, too. And his technology is full of rock. It's full of sand. That's how he makes clean water. Very simple thing, but it's something that is needed around the world, and I want to thank you so much for your beautiful work.Let's see, are there any other words of wisdom from my beautiful presenters? Okay, Eileen, yes, how would you make it a world, better world? Please. Okay, please come on up. Yes.
That's it. Okay, hi. Hello, everybody. I am an astrologer, and I've been one for 27 years. And it's interesting to be in a conference talking about extraterrestrials, UFOs, and all that, when I'm kind of always living out there in the planet. And the planets have a specific energy, and right now we're under the sign of Pisces, really strongly in Pisces, if you could call it strong. But anyway, Pisces is extremely universal. It is looking to connect to everybody with universal love. Why do you think we're here now? As above, so below. So this is what's being created for us right now, is the perfect arena for this to be, for these things to be explored by all of us. And I was thinking about what we were talking about in the condition of the world today and Trump's administration. I totally agree that this is something we have to go through. We're going to have to face what we, what was that word you said? That was, what is it? Apocalypse, yeah, or something like that, that we're being enlightened, but we're having to go through the firestorm of facing the things we have never faced in our country's history. And because of that, we have a man at the helm who is running around with a Sun-Uranus conjunction. You know what that means? That means he is here to completely disrupt the system as it is, completely. You know, and so it's perfectly timed. The last president had a little bit of that, but this has really got it. And so I think I don't think he will be in the office for a very long time. You just have to get things started, and it will take it the rest of the way. Because what's happening is that we are starting to wake up again as far as protesting the things that are not good. So, I mean, we can just sort of see this happening. But in any respect, the world is in really, really good hands by all of us and God. And God would never let us do something stupid. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
I'll be giving a presentation tonight. I have to look at the schedule myself to see where I am. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight on Humanity's Bright, Beautiful Future. I'm a psychic, been in touch with the other side for 23 years. And I just finished writing a book, and I want to thank Jerry White, Carolyn's husband, for editing it for me. It was a lot of work. It should be out here hopefully a couple of months, but certainly by the summer. But it's messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, his brother, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and a whole bunch of other wonderful spirits on the other side who are very, very anxious to get their messages out. The entire planet itself is getting the ascension rate is amazing because, and I'd love some comments on this too, where for many years, for many decades, actually, the frequency rate of the planet was something like 7.8 hertz, human frequency. And then last year, a couple of years ago, went up to almost 14. Now it peaked on January 31st. Now it's 36. So it's really gone up there, and I think it's gone back down to 32 or something like that. But there's a correlation between the human frequency and our brainwaves, according to my friend Carolyn here. So things are picking up really fast, and so I and I'll be going through those messages here in a couple of hours. So if you are listening out there, would like to come down, it's a free lecture, and I think you'll find it really interesting. I'm a psychic, and I just have a feeling, I'm just getting this message, that Emma Louise Hansen would like to say something. Is that true? Am I correct in that message I'm getting in now?
I'm just sending her for fun. Well, yes, I do have a message, and I'd like Jan Erik to come up. It's filming now. Okay, I have a message from, I'm an ambassador for a council that is calling the White Council of Light. It's a council of 12 members, soon to be 13. They are standing close to the source and the original source. I'm going to talk a little bit about that on Sunday. And they wanted me to tell you that in the entrances here, they have put up two huge crystals, etherical crystals. So when you are walking out or in, you will get these frequencies through your body, and they are positive, and they are helping you, healing you with whatever you personally need healing with. And then they also asked me to do a healing language for you that I'm doing, and I have never, ever done this in public before. In Norway, I walk in the forest and the mountains, and I have this soul language. Is it possible to do it right now? Yeah? Okay. I like everyone to just close your eyes and just try to relax as much as possible. And just bear with me, because I've never done this public before.
Ayaki ya toyoko ko yakana. Oate ya la yoko no toyo lo lo yo. Arata ya ko cho yo. Ayo to ko no. Alele o tuyo to ya takia. Ati ya la tekeo. Ayaki ti ya to choko ka. Ayya la takia na. Ayya la toyo yo na.
Thank you.
Well, 2.5 minutes left.
Yeah. Sometimes Jan-Erik, he can translate this language, and I get a little bit dizzy right after I've done it. But it's mainly a healing language, and it goes into yourself and heal whatever you personally need healing with. So thank you.
Wonderful. Do you have a translation down there? No. Okay, that's fine. Boy, we're running out of time. The hours of time have gone so fast. We've only got about 2.5 minutes left. I want to acknowledge Margaret, who came all the way from New York City to bring her words of wisdom here. She's over there on the left table. She's waving there. So do visit her booth when it's all done. And I want to thank all my beautiful presenters for giving me all their words of wisdom. And with that, I'd like to highlight Michiko Hayashi's work with the Emoto Peace Project, because I think her work with children around the world, Dr. Emoto, and I'm not going to speak for him, I want Michi to speak for him, but Dr. Emoto felt that if you change the world, you start with the children first, and you teach them valuable lessons, because then when they get older, that they hopefully will want to create a better and happier world. We've got only about a minute left. The Galactic Wisdom Conference continues on through the weekend. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. With that, Mitchie, I'll let you wrap up the program for today.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. The only thing I want to say is children are the future of this Earth. And if all children learn about loving gratitude, and if they are living in laughter and joy and happiness, then the whole world will be a peaceful place. Thank you so much. Loving gratitude.
And I know also that the white light is always stronger than the dark. So if you hear of terrible things happening on the media, it's very simple. Turn it off. Switch off that television set. Or turn off the radio. A lot of it's designed to create fear in the public and create panic. But just please remember that this planet is slated for ascension. The frequency rate has already gone up to something like 5 times what it's been for millennia now. 36 is unheard of. Christmas time. Now it's gone back down to 32, and it's going to get higher and higher and higher. And with that, we will be going into the fifth dimension. And I want it's a wonderful time to be alive, and I want to tell you we all have a very bright future. And with that, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend, no matter where you are in the world. And please send lots of prayers and light, love and light to Fukushima. They really need our help. Thank you so much for listening today and supporting Out of This World Radio. Together, I know we can create a much better and happier planet. I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much.